Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March the 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2022. Man, that's a lot of twos, ain't it? Wow. Anyway, our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land. The Constitution for the United States of America. Whoa. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we got a lot of hard-hitting talk ahead on this broadcast. First hour, myself, bunch of news the networks refuse to use. Second hour, Brighty on TV, simulcast, Liberty Roundtable Live with the Sheriff Mac Show. Brighty on TV, Brighty on Radio, Liberty News Radio, LovingLiberty.net, spreading the word throughout the globe. Of course, on AM and FM affiliates as well. Woo, have we got a lot going on. Anyway, our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. You know that. You also know that we believe the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the Founding Fathers one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. You also know that we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, right? All right, well, that's a good start for all we believe in, right? Man, there's so much to focus on. It's just beyond imagination. Let's see, where do we start, huh? Well, let's see here. I guess we had Lowell Nelson on, campaignforliberty.org. Let's do the recap. Campaignforliberty.org, RonPaulInstitute.org. And we talked about the Utah County Clerk's debate on Saturday. Yeah, it's all about election fraud. People are concerned everywhere. And, you know, the mainstream press, along with your government bureaucrats, stooges is what I'm starting to call them, you know, they all want you to believe there's no vote fraud. And if you believe that, you're just insane. You know what? It doesn't matter if you think I'm insane or not. Government and media. The fact is, I think there's vote fraud. And the fact is, there's a lot of Americans just like me that believe there's flat out vote fraud. So the more you deny, the more we believe there is. The more you call us names, ad hominem attacks or whatever you want to call it, the more you play those games, instead of dealing with the real issues, you just blame me and say I'm crazy, the more I think that you're a thug, the more I think that you have declared yourself literally not worthy to serve in my employ. You got it? So they can talk all day and babble all day and mock us all day, ladies and gentlemen. But at the end of the day, you and I need to realize that we have the final say. Do you got that? At the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, we have the final say. Vote those thugs out. If anybody doesn't take campaign pledge seriously, if anybody doesn't take their understanding that there is vote fraud and we need to stop it seriously, if anybody wants to manipulate and violate the checks and balances that made America great, so no precincts anymore because we're just going to mail in our ballots, you know what? Vote those thugs out. At the end of the day, we have the final say. You know what? You can ignore me. You can mock me. You can ridicule me. You can do all that you want to do to your employer, but you know what? We're going to vote you out. That's what we need to do, my fellow Americans. And until we get enough mojo, until we get enough numbers in the people to get that done, it's going to be a road to hoe, I'll tell you that right now. All right, is Russia fighting Washington down to the last Ukrainian? Ron Paul wrote an incredible article talking about that. You know, Ron Paul, you know, George Washington, you know, Sam Bushman, we all have the same humble foreign policy, which is to avoid foreign entanglements like the plague. We got to get out of this stuff, folks. Why on earth are we about to create World War III with Russia? What on earth are we thinking? You know, there's a country song. I think it's Dirk Bentley or somebody like that. And he's talking about he's got this girl with him and, you know, he's tearing through a cornfield. What was I thinking? That's what I'm talking about. What the heck are we thinking? What was I thinking? It's crazy, folks. We have got to get a handle on this and stop provoking nations across the globe. What is the American interest in the Ukrainian-Russian war anyway? The forgotten question is that, what the heck is our interest? Ladies and gentlemen, Jordan Schachtel wrote the piece about that. The forgotten question, what is it? What's happening in the Ukraine, ladies and gentlemen, just so you know? It's an ongoing violent territorial dispute. Let me say that again. It's an ongoing violent territorial dispute. Thousands and thousands of miles away, literally having nothing, I repeat, nothing to do with the United States and our internal security. There are no American security interests at risk, ladies and gentlemen. We absolutely need to jettison this narrative that we've got going on, that we somehow need to be involved, that we somehow need to pick sides. We've got to just deep six that narrative, folks. Look, even if Russia, ladies and gentlemen, killed every single person in the Ukraine, it still wouldn't be the business of the U.S. military to intervene. What if they literally razed every building? It still wouldn't be literally our responsibility or involvement. You say, Sam, yes, it would. By gosh, aren't you pro-life? Don't you care about all those innocent lives that'll be lost? Yeah, what about all the murders at home that we call abortion? What about the pro-death policy that we've dishonestly named pro-choice? I care about life, ladies and gentlemen, but I care about the lives that we can easily save, and I can't care so much about the ones that I have no authority or responsibility over. I have no stewardship over the Russians or the Ukrainians. I do over the babies that we make in America, though. When I say I do, meaning we the people do, right? Society has an obligation to the babies we make, don't we? Okay, a lot more so than, say, other foreign nations that have sovereignty, right? Now, what if we were to not murder our babies and we were to turn to God Almighty and we were to employ God and we were to beg him for mercy and safety and we were a light on a hill? And an example, no troops should be deployed to combat without a formal declaration of war. Go read the supreme law of our land. And no member of Congress should cast a vote in favor of a declaration of war unless they're believing that it's so justifiable they're willing to go themselves. Right? Deterrence works. Propaganda fails. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been failing for a long time when it comes to war around the world. There are two battles now playing out over the Ukraine. The one on the ground, in other words, the real war that the people are suffering in, and the other one, it's on your social media, trying to drag us into this no-win scenario. They've been fighting and battling for thousands of years. Do not believe for one second that Ukraine is the peaceful good guy in this. The same Americans, ladies and gentlemen, who are lamenting the fate of the Ukrainian people, they weren't concerned one bit about the ethnic Russians in eastern Ukraine who have been shelled for the past 8 years by the Ukrainian military, ladies and gentlemen. It's these same Americans that ignore that, who never express concern about Iraqis, Afghanis, Vietnamese, who were suffering, bleeding, and dying at the hands of the bombs and the bullets of the United States military. You see what I mean? Folks, that's the problem that we've got with this thing. Remember the Yemeni people who have been bombed by Saudi Arabia since 2015. Yeah, with weapons and assistance from the United States. Where were the Americans that were that are so concerned then? All right, look, let me explain this to you in another way, to be very clear. What about how we talk about World War II and how evil it was and how the Jews were just slaughtered? And don't get me wrong, I'm not a Holocaust denier. I believe it happened. I believe it was evil, and I believe it needs to be stopped. So exposing it to making sure that we never repeat history there is wise and valuable. I get it. And I agree. Ladies and gentlemen, but how dare you ignore Holodomor, where more people were killed? We literally backed that side, didn't we? Yeah. What about those other killers? Are we talking about those? See, ladies and gentlemen, here's the problem. The government only has limited authority. What Americans should do if they're super concerned about Ukrainians and the war there? Well, you know, you can help the Ukrainians if you want to. You can send aid. You can send supplies. You can send money. You can send weapons if you want to. We can even go over there and fight alongside them if we choose, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead and get alongside the Ukrainian people and fight if you want to. But don't violate the sovereignty of other nations with our nation, because we have no authority. Don't steal my money to fight for the agenda that you have, because we don't have anything that justifies the breach of their sovereignty. We don't have anything that puts American security or American interests in jeopardy. So that's the problem with this battle. That was the first hour with Lowell Nelson. Second hour, we had Dr. Scott Bradley with me. FreedomsRisingSun.com, his website. And we talked about the White House altars, official cackling Kamala Harris speech. Yeah, I guess they modified the transcript after an embarrassing Ukraine-NATO disaster. What did she do? Well, she claimed that Ukraine was part of NATO. The fact is, it's not. And you know what? What they should have done was just played it off and said, look, you travel so much, you go so many places, it's easy to get confused and make a misstatement. Hey, people have been trying to make the Ukraine part of NATO for a long time, and that's what Russia's kind of mad about. But why don't we just jettison NATO altogether and shut that down? It's nothing but a problem. All right, the CDC removed 25% of the pediatric COVID deaths overnight and literally blamed it on a coding error. They got caught lying and had to correct the data and then just went, oh, bad coding. 2 years later, you're lying.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
How many times do I have to tell you?
I swear, it just goes in one ear and out the other.
Don't you understand English?
Your children are probably too polite to tell you.
Hello, those things on the side of your head aren't turnips.
But they get just as frustrated when you won't listen to them as you do when they won't listen to you.
Do I need to speak slower?
In fact, few things show children how much they're valued and respected more than a parent's willingness to listen.
Tell me what you did at work today.
Studies show when parents listen, children develop better listening skills themselves. They also tend to have more self-confidence and are more likely to avoid alcohol and drugs.
Now sit down here and tell me all about it.
When you really listen, love is what they'll hear.
Thank you for sharing that with me.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, there's so much news the networks refuse to use. We're still in the recap of yesterday's news. Wow. The CIA, by the way, secretly trained Ukrainian after Russia took Crimea back in 2014. The New York Post, ladies and gentlemen, with that piece. So why is the CIA training the Ukrainians? Why do we have these biolabs in the Ukraine? Why are we lying about all this stuff? See, the problem is we've been kind of having a, what do you call it? It's not a Cold War. It's not a hot war. It's a picking side skirmish, rumors of war, leading up to war preparations for years. Yeah, we're training the Ukrainians, and the Russians are gaining mojo, and they're taking Crimea, and then, you know, hey, there's bombings everywhere, and Ukrainians are bombing Russians in eastern Ukraine. What? Who's where? See, it's so confusing you can't even know what side to pick. Who are the good guys? And the problem is we don't even know because we're so in the thick of it, cranking up the military-industrial complex. We're so pro-war. We have gods of war these days, ladies and gentlemen. It's got to stop. All right, now the United Nations worries that war could create climate change. Well, ladies and gentlemen, anytime we turn against God, we know that climate change is a coming. That's what God uses us to stir us up in remembrance of him, right? It's a mercy by God to say, hey, it'll get worse if you don't pay attention to me, the author of your liberty, me, your creator. Hey, pay attention. Climate disasters, everything else. That's the Lord's warning. It's his calling card saying, remember, I am the ultimate weatherman, right? But of course, we just belligerently ignore that and act like the fact that you burped, you know, it ruined the climate there. But they're doing that even though they know it's a lie because they want to control you and me. It's their ultimate way to try to create a globalistic new world order. The International Energy Agency. Did you know we had an International Energy Agency? What's that? The IEA? Yeah, the IEA calls for lockdowns to curb oil use. Governments have all the necessary tools at their disposal, writes Art Moore and WND.com. They literally want to prevent you from driving your vehicles on Sundays. They literally want to start saying, hey, you can only drive your car every other day, even or odd. Look at your license plate to see if you're an even or odd day. All right, are lockdowns necessary to curb oil use? Well, see, I believe that's a dishonest clown question. What do you mean? Are lockdowns required to curb oil use? First off, why do we need to curb oil use? Well, Sam, because it's ruining the environment. No, it's not, ladies and gentlemen. They're lying to you, just like back in the 70s, they said we're running out of oil. Listen to me. In the 70s, I remember this as a kid, they said we're running out of oil. We're not running out of oil. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the biggest lie I've ever heard. Okay? Look, they said back in the day, you've got to, in fact, it's so bad. Gas prices are so high. Gas is so difficult to get because of the oil shortage. By golly, you can't fill up your car unless you're an even or odd day. You can fill up on your proper day. That was in the 70s. Then they created the Energy Department, ladies and gentlemen. Another unconstitutional agency, right? Then check this out. Then, 50 years later, ladies and gentlemen, literally 50 years later, now they say, hey, war's ruining the climate. Oil's a problem. What do you mean it's a problem? When we were running out of oil 50 years ago, and they say, well, now oil's at unprecedented levels. We're using oil in the last 50 years since the 70s. We're using oil at unprecedented rates. Well, if we were out in the 70s of oil, wouldn't an unprecedented 50-year run flat out run us out of oil 50 times over? Well, now they're not saying we're out of oil. In fact, they're discovering new oil. The debate is Joe won't let us access our own oil. Joe won't let us be energy independent, right? So it isn't that there's no oil. It's now that Joe won't let us get at the oil. So now we got to, well, we're not going to the Russians. They're bad. Let's go to the communist Venezuelans, shall we? See how psychotic this has become, ladies and gentlemen? They are dishonestly manipulating us till the cows come home. And every manipulation they are working on, promoting, engaging in, whatever words you want to use for that, is to promote government control over your life. That's right, over your life. What do they want to do? They literally want to take away your freedom to the point where you won't have any liberties left. The Constitution will be gone. Get rid of the Constitution. Here's Joe now, just like George Bush, promoting the new world order.
We are at an inflection point, I believe, in the world economy, not just the world economy, in the world. It occurs every three or four generations. as one of them, as the one of the top military people said to me in a secure meeting the other day, 60 million people died between 1900 and 1946. And since then, we established a liberal world order, and that hadn't happened in a long while. A lot of people dying, but nowhere near the chaos. And now is a time when things are shifting. There's going to be a new world order out there, and we've got to lead it. We've got to unite the rest of the free world in doing it.
There's a new world order out there, and we've got to lead it. He says 60 million people died between, 1900 and 1946? Ladies and gentlemen, we've murdered 60 million babies since 1973 alone. Right? It is out of control. So every move that Joe is making, look, Joe Biden's a criminal. Every move he is making is designed to take away your liberties on the altar of this new world order that he says is, it's on us. We got to lead it. And he's talking about death in the same sentence as the new world order. You look at that and you go, what does that mean? Is he promising more death? I don't know. Is that a veiled threat from Joe to say, hey, look, 60 million people died and now it's the world's a changing and we got to lead it? Does that mean a lot more are going to die? And he's kind of giving you a heads up. What does that mean? I don't know, but they're going from item after item after item to take away our liberties, ladies and gentlemen. This is serious. Now, let me give you the latest shot across the bow. Listen carefully. SEC. What's that? The Securities and Exchange Commission? Is that what they call that, SEC? Another unconstitutional agency that the Republicans and Democrats both put around our necks like a millstone? That's right. The SEC rule would make firms reveal climate toll. All right. What does that mean? The commission gave initial approval to a, quote, much anticipated rule that would require, quote, public companies first to report the climate impact of their businesses. The Securities and Exchange Commission has said for the first time that public companies must tell their shareholders and the federal government how they affect the climate with their, quote, business actions. It's a sweeping proposal long demanded by environmental advocates. The nation's top financial regulator gave initial approval to the much anticipated climate disclosure rule at a meeting on Monday, ladies and gentlemen, moving forward with a measure that would bolster the Biden administration's stalled environmental agenda. They're going to do it now by force. Use an unconstitutional agency to just mandate more. The proposed rule, I guess, was approved by a, quote, 3-to-1 vote that aims to give investors a much clearer picture of the risks that climate change might be to companies because of disasters like droughts and wildfires and more, right? They say changes in government environmental policies or consumers might be able to then have a declining interest in products that have a far-reaching effect on climate change. Yeah. The goal is to hold these companies accountable for their effects in creating climate change by their business actions. This would also give investors more leverage in forcing changes to business practices. Wow, let's talk about this more in seconds on your radio.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Putin claims President Biden's war criminal tag may have permanently ended U.S.-Russian relations. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby on Fox News Tuesday says Putin brought this on himself.
Russia's the aggressor here, and I think we have seen here at the Pentagon, we've certainly seen clear evidence that the Russian military is conducting war crimes. We think it's important for the investigative process to continue. We're going to contribute to that. But obviously, relations with Russia are not at a premium, nor should they be.
The Biden administration on Monday imposed travel bans on Chinese officials whom it accuses of repressing Uyghur Muslims, as well as other ethnic and religious minorities. The State Department is barring the officials from traveling here because of their involvement in repressive acts. The department did not name the officials that would be banned. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Rick. I'm at the Smith home. Where's Donnie?
Leaves and autumn bookings pile up for Rick's gutter cleaning service.
He's out? Ah, come on.
He needs help before his bottom line gets clogged.
Okay, well, what about Christiana? We still got 6 houses today.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets for MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
A Boeing 737-800 owned by China Eastern Airlines crashed in the mountains in southern China's Guangxi region on Monday with 132 people on board. A security camera caught the jet going straight down after dropping 31,000 feet in about a minute. Rescuers say they've been unable to find any bodies. Teachers are getting a pay raise in the Sunshine State.
There's good news for teachers in Florida, where Governor Ron DeSantis announced that he's raising the average minimum salary to all of the state's teachers to at least $47,500. Speaking at a charter school in Wellington, Florida, the Republican governor said he's earmarking $800 million from the state's new budget to fund the pay increases, which includes even higher pay for more experienced teachers. DeSantis said it's crucial to reward educators for their hard work during the COVID-19 pandemic. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Thank you. We appreciate you listening. We are USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman on your radio, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. I'm talking about this psychotic rule this Securities and Exchange Commission coming up with, 3-to-1 vote. Forget Congress, ladies and gentlemen. You don't rule by Congress anymore. Congress is sidelined and mocked and ridiculed and tied up in low approval ratings as they continue to hold on to power and create election rules that just simply jettison honest, honorable, transparent, accountable elections. And then you and I complain about it and they say you're crazy and just mock us. While that's going on, the Securities and Exchange Commission, an unconstitutional government agency doing the bidding, SEC new rule would make firms reveal climate toll. Now, they say it starts out with public companies, but eventually it will be everybody, don't you know? And they want to force shareholders to then push companies to then take what they call real action, says this Bill Weil, I think is how you say his last name. He's a former green energy czar at Google and director of, quote, sustainability at Facebook. He now leads a different organization called Climate Voice. That's a group that encourages employees to press for climate actions. The public, by the way, will have up to 60 days to comment on this thing, on the plan, which, if enacted, ladies and gentlemen, would set up a, quote, reporting framework for companies to provide information about climate-related risks in their annual reports and stock registration statements. Yeah, this is sinister, folks. This is a whole nother government reporting level. And you think it's no big deal. You think it only relates to, public traded companies. And ladies and gentlemen, the reporting on this will be mammoth. Because how do you determine? This is where the nebulous reality kind of faces hardcore. How do you determine what your actions will take? Let's say you're Google and you crank up another server farm. How are you going to determine what toll on the climate that will take? You get into very, very difficult subjective calculations that are speculative at best, but yet they pretend have scientific reality, right? They say, but the proposal has already provoked opposition from some business trade groups, and it's likely to be challenged in court, which, by the way, could delay its effective date. Much of the criticism, they say, has centered on to, quote, what extent emissions-related data falls under the Securities and Exchange Commission in the first place. In other words, what part of that is under the SEC jurisdiction, right? That's the big battle going on here. They say the cornerstone of the SEC rules is requiring the disclosure of information that is material to investors. In other words, how much that reporting is material is needed by investors, meaning they need it to make an informed decision about buying or selling a given stock, right? That's how the SEC kind of backs into this thing. They go, we don't really have a whole lot to do with maybe the environmental impact or something, but we do need to, we're the Securities and Exchange Commission, we're the financial arm, we do need to give investors the ability to decide, you know, if they're going to jettison it because it's not green or they're going to embrace it because it's green enough. Representative Patrick McHenry of North Carolina, I guess is where he's from, the ranking Republican on the House Financial Services Committee, called the proposal tone-deaf and misguided. I appreciate that, but it isn't enough. It's criminal. It's not just tone-deaf and misguided. It's criminal because there is no authority for these unconstitutional agencies, right? He said that the climate risks are not material. We're not a material issue for most businesses. Okay, but now here's the problem with, in my opinion, this representative's comments. We're not going to debate if the government has authority to do this or not, which is what we ought to be debating. The Constitution provides no authority for a Securities and Exchange government department to even exist. Much less the debate on this. But see, once you say, hey, most businesses aren't, you know, it's not material enough about their impact to matter. Well, you got to understand that now it's not a debate of whether they have authority or not. It's just a debate of what businesses qualify to be a high enough risk, a high enough material need to know discussion. See, that's the problem with most of these congressmen and senators. They don't understand how to debate, how to understand key arguments. Once you debate the argument to be framed as the government does have authority to do this, but this is tone deaf, this is goofy, this is most of these businesses don't qualify anyway, now you're just talking about how much. You're not even talking about if it can happen. You're talking about when and how much. The Biden administration, by the way, is pushing its climate agenda through financial regulators, ladies and gentlemen, because they don't have the votes to pass this thing in Congress. But this is where Congress, like I say, is just so goofy. Now, if they don't have the votes to pass it in Congress, but Biden is still pushing for this, let me be very clear. if you don't have the votes to get this done in Congress, but you're going to push for it anyway, you're pushing for unconstitutionality. You're trying to circumvent the legislative branch. See, Joe should be impeached over this. But all the Republicans are going to do is go, oh, that's tone deaf. I don't think most businesses qualify. And now they've already lost the argument. Okay? They've lost the argument because we're not debating the constitutionality of something. We're not debating whether the Securities and Exchange Commission has authority in the first place. We're only debating how tone deaf it is. And or if there's a, quote, material need. And if so, who does it apply to? Do you see how we've already lost the debate on this with that kind of an attitude? Many companies are already releasing information about their greenhouse emissions, ladies and gentlemen. But this is just an attempt to try to put it all in one database, under one control, under one roof to compare and analyze so that every report's not different. The Securities and Exchange Commission estimates that a third of the 7,000 corporate annual reports that it reviewed in 2019 and 2020 already included some impact, climate impact disclosure. So now the Democrats are saying, don't worry, this would just bring order to the process. Uh-huh. Because the government usually, whenever they roll out something, it's super, like there's order to it. You know, it's super like clarified, clear and easy and not. Publicly traded companies can no longer cherry pick climate reports. And investors will have a much better sense of their exposure, see, to, quote, material climate risks. Regulators have worked on this bill. They say that the rule builds on guidance that the SEC issued in 2010. What's that, under Barack Obama? Yeah, for companies about disclosing information on climate change. So all they're doing is saying, hey, we started this ball rolling in 2010. This is proof positive that what government does is they build upon little piece at a time, little piece at a time. So, you know, we set the stage for this in 2010. Then we got whacked out Trump and got derailed by everybody saying there was vote fraud. Now we're back on track. Joe picking up where Biden left off. Now, see, I believe there's vote fraud, and I think Trump's right. But that's how the Democrats are framing this thing, right? And the Republicans are all too giddy and willing to go along. The SEC took that action, they say, around the same time that the Environment Protection Agency, so now you're getting in the EPA, began requiring some large companies to begin compiling data on the emissions of greenhouse gases. They say over the generations, the SEC has stepped in when there's, quote, significant need for the disclosure of information.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked.
So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay, abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
Hey, Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
The government wants you to believe that investors are demanding this climate change information, and that's why they got to do it. But you got the Securities and Exchange Commission, you've got the EPA, you've now got the Chamber of Commerce, ladies and gentlemen, in the United States, literally pushing for this as well. Think about that. You've got everybody pushing for this. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's out of control, okay? But look, they're pushing climate change, but they're also going to jettison cash. Look, they're creating a jubilee, a financial reset. You can say, oh, you guys are just alarmists. No, every move Joe's making points to this. You heard Joe say, hey, we're on the cusp of a new world order. That's what George Bush said. Both sides of the aisle in the swamp are after us, ladies and gentlemen. Make no mistake about that reality check, right? On March 9th, ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden signed an executive order for, quote, digital money. Or, if you will, it's the death knell for cash. It's not surprising. We know that Biden wants total control over Americans and their money, right? For instance, back in October 2021, Biden asked Congress to authorize new bank surveillance measures on Americans to the IRS. This executive order piggybacks off of that, right? This is a blatant attempt to control every issue of your life. All right? Think about that for a minute. Joe literally trying to take away the cash. Now, here's the problem. I'm not even for cash. Are you? I'm for constitutional currency, ladies and gentlemen. That's gold and silver. That's not cash. But see, I'm more for cash than I am the, quote, new world order digital currency Joe wants to put in place. It's a shutdown crypto move while at the same time jettisoning cash move in an ultimate power play. Right? That's the deal. See, we got to really realize what's going on. We have been complacent for way too long. What's going to happen now? What's next? Right? What is next? Any idea what Joe's going to do next? All I can tell you is it's crazy. Anyway, there you have it. It's crazy. I don't really know how to respond to it all. Because what are we going to do next? Look, Joe is just going to continue to be unhinged and go off of his sworn oath. To literally attack and abuse us all. That's what's going on, right? Anyway, I thought I'd bring that to your attention. It's just like, wow. SEC rule would make firms reveal reveal the climate toll. I don't know what reveal means, but what you're going to get is a huge environmental regulatory government agency that becomes literally more than the abuse of the IRS to the people. You're going to have the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC. I don't know what you want to call it, new agency or the new rule. It's a rule now, but when will it be its own agency? When will it get wings and get its own budgetary funding and everything else? This has the potential to literally control and shut down all business. You say, no, Sam, it's only the, come on now. It's only the corporate, you know, public firms. And I know that's where they're starting out. I get it. What will it look like in 10 years? 5 years, 20 years. You want to get an idea? All right, I'll give you an example to make the point, a poignant one. Remember under the Republicans, George Bush, after 9/11, we said, by golly, we're just in danger. We got to create a homeland security. Homeland security. And wow, so this new government agency grew up around George Bush. The Republicans backed that, didn't they, ladies and gentlemen? Yep, and now they got this behemoth agency known as Homeland Security, the Department of DHS, whatever you want to call it. Okay, and this agency is so big now, so abusive now, to where anything you do, you run into Homeland Security. From flying on planes to no-fly lists to we go on down the list, right? It was all Republican-esque, Republican-hatched, Republican-created, right? It's beyond imagination, isn't it? Yes, it is. Anyway, I just don't know how to respond to that. Okay, we're in serious trouble. Republican Utah Senator Mitt Romney is whacked out as he is. He literally bemoaned the Biden presidency on NBC's Meet the Press. I guess he was telling, let's see, who was he telling this to? Oh, telling host Chuck Todd that things were not going well, rejecting James Carville's earlier analysis that Biden had a bad week. Romney insisted, as a matter of fact, he has had a bad year. Now, what Mitt Romney's doing, ladies and gentlemen, as far as I can tell, is he's just trying to put himself in the driver's seat when it comes to, 2024. Are we going to see Mitt rear his ugly head? Yeah, he was governor, now senator. He's done about everything there. And now Joe's had a bad year, and are we going to see Romney put his ring in the hat again? I'm sorry, hat in the ring again? Ring in the hat, wow. A hat in the ring again? Yeah, Joe had 52 weeks of bad weeks, Romney said. People are 7% poorer now because of Biden inflation. Gas prices are 50% higher. The border's a mess. We don't have COVID handled right because we didn't have the tests in place. Russia's now threatening the Ukraine. Things are not going well. Romney's observations come after a big old poll kind of says, hey, Joe's not doing too well. Well, I get it. But see, Mitt criticized Trump and now criticizing Romney. I'm sorry. Mitt criticizing Trump, now criticizing Biden. Who is Mitt not criticizing? See, unless you do it Mitt's way, no way's good enough. Yeah. So what is the agenda, in my opinion, of a Mitt Romney? I don't know. But I don't think that Romney has a clue. Okay, Romney's not constitutional. It's really, we call it Obamacare, but it's really Romneycare. The Obamacare health care started out in Massachusetts with good old Mitt. Okay, the people of Utah didn't want Mitt to be their senator, but yet they've violated and circumvented a lot of the caucus systems so that Mitt could be elected. Right? That's what we're dealing with here. That's what's going on. So anyway, I don't know where to go with this, but man, if you're not very careful, you're going to go from Joe Biden to Mitt Romney as your president. Now that sounds disastrous in my mind too. I want no part of that. But that's what's kind of on deck if we're not very careful. I'm serious. That's what I kind of think we have set up. Right? I don't know what we think we're doing, folks, but I don't think we're going in the right direction as a country, no matter who we get. Who are the choices going to be for 2024? Mitt Romney and Donald Trump? Donald will beat Mitt in a heartbeat. Mitt doesn't stand a chance. Right? First off, Mitt's a Mormon. People don't like Mormons running for office. Secondly, Mitt's a liberal. He might get a lot of Democrat support, but I believe Trump will trounce Mitt like he did last go round. Okay? I don't see any way forward here. So we don't even have a good candidate for 2024. Who are we going to put up, Trump or Mitt? I didn't vote for either, and I never will. Okay, in my opinion, both of them are nothing but disaster. All right, anyway, so you got this climate change agenda being pushed like no other, and all Mitt can do is criticize Joe. Mitt, why don't you jettison this climate change dishonesty and stand up boldly, nobly, and independently for Americans first and for energy independence and for real solutions? Why don't you get that done, Mitt? But no, he's just too busy criticizing everybody else as he tries to set the stage because he thinks in the good old boy network of the Republican Party, it's his turn next. That's what old Mitt thinks, right? What a shame. What a disgrace. I'm telling you right now, wow. But that's what we face, folks. And I don't see that we even have a good candidate at all for 2024 for president. I know you could say, well, Trump, but what did Trump accomplish? Almost everything Trump did was by executive order. In my opinion, fiat, because it's pretend legislation. He doesn't have authority to make legislation or change law. He's the president, not the legislative body. So everything he did was by executive order, which, you know, a lot of people applauded. And I agreed at the time that, hey, he might not have had any choice because they lost Congress, and so they were paralyzed. But not at first. They just didn't get anything done. But what did Joe get? What did Trump get done that didn't get overturned? Not a lot, really. At the end of the day, we're still killing babies. They locked us down with COVID, and Trump was at the helm of it all. Folks, we're in serious trouble. All right, hour one of the can, hour two coming up. God save the Republic. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word, share the love. We declare this nation, this shall endure.